If you listened into the debates last Saturday, you understand that the opponents of American policy in Vietnam speak with two voices. One voice says American involvement is immoral, and the other one, Sato voice, says that would be all right, but the poor Chinese won't let us get away with it. Other voices are heard that say American policy is grossly immoral, but that considerations of power politics require us to stay in Vietnam. My position is the opposite. American policy is highly moral on every count. The only question is whether we have the will, the resources, the resolve, and the courage to do our duty and stay as we should. If one were to find some criteria as little culture-bound as possible for what would benefit the people of South Vietnam, one would say at least that they wish to follow their own customs as they understand them, to have as high a standard of living as possible, to be left alone, and, not surprisingly, to stay alive. A communist totalitarian regime, such as the Viet Cong would establish, would, on every one of these counts, be far worse for the citizens of South Vietnam, not merely than some ideal democracy, but the real alternative, a weak and fortunately ineffective dictatorship. What would the lives be like of those people under the Viet Cong? In the morning, up to the sound of bugles, driven to work, work like a dog all day to support the industrialization plans of the regime. Standard of living, like in every communist country, drops. If the communists can ruin the economies of advanced states like East Germany and Czechoslovakia, they will have no trouble in Vietnam. But the communists, unlike little dictators, don't only want your body, they want your soul. And after the day's work is over, you get driven to indoctrination classes. Your free time is not your own. The blare of loudspeakers is everywhere. And when, not surprisingly, the regime discovers it has not managed to murder all of its opponents, it says, let 100 flowers bloom. And some idiots raise their heads in dissent and they go buk, 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 and knock those off too. Instead of a dictatorial regime which would suppress some of the people some of the time, you get a totalitarian regime that represses all the people all the time. If we were able to construct a torture scale, we would discover that compared to any alternative government, the Viet Cong will kill more people, break more spirits, destroy more liberty, interfere with the integrity of more citizens than any alternative whatsoever. If we turn and say then that in this type of a situation, we can hardly say that in the name of morality, turning people over to a totalitarian regime is a good thing, the opponents of American policy will still say that, well, America is immoral because elections were not held in South Vietnam according to the Geneva Agreement. What alternatives in reality did DM government face in 1956? If elections are held, there are two possibilities. One is that the Viet Cong would win, and then an election would not be held of a free character ever again. The other would be that the Viet Cong would lose, and then they simply cry fraud and continue murdering local officials. Look around the world. Did the existence of a democratic and social reformist government in Venezuela stop communist terrorists? No, they had to be stopped by violence. Does the existence of a democratic and noble experiment in multiracial government in Malaysia mean that these people are safe from communist attack, which you read about in the newspapers every day? No, they're not. And the same could be said for the Philippines and other kinds of places. If one believes in democracy, and you're not just uttering hypocritical slogans, which is the usual practice, then democracy means not one election, but many elections. This primitive notion of social contract theory that says an individual can assign his life and liberty away in perpetuity forever is obnoxious, because the American people, in their infinite wisdom, voted twice, not once, but twice for Dwight David Eisenhower. Does that then mean we are stuck with him forever? If you believe in democracy, That means not only continuous election, but alternative parties, free expression of ideas, the ability to organize. And none of these things are possible under communist regimes. Not one of them does anything like this. All you could say would be that with a weak dictatorship, you'd have a better chance to do something about it later on.